So we're at the very close of second parak of Menuhin B'Tochen. And he's going to end with a very fascinating note. Let's just remember where we've been. He's going to end with one last application. Remember, he began what B'Tochen is not, what B'Tochen is, and that B'Tochen in truth is something that not the shallow misconception that B'Tochen means whatever I want to happen is necessarily going to happen. Feels good when that happens. But B'Tochen is actually the, as you put it, the application of Emunah to life. Understanding that what Rav Moshe wants to happen will indeed happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding the world and guiding our lives. And he had said that Emunah, that belief, abstractly, is going to express itself in my life in different ways. Express itself in my life, the first he had mentioned was in terms of Shmiras HaMitzvos, in terms of Torah, we often talk about Yiras Shamayim as a sort of a synonym for Shmiras HaMitzvos. First is Yiras Shamayim, that means he's careful to keep halacha. Why is that? Because as you saw at the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, Yiras Shamayim is a consciousness, a God consciousness, a real sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in my life. That's exactly what it's all about. If I read it, the more deeply I feel my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more responsible I'm going to be about living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live and keeping the behavioral expectations. Shmiras HaMitzvos. Number two, he had spoken about the sense of calm. That if I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, so I may not know what's going to happen, but there's a certain calm that's going to come from knowing that things are not just chaotic and random. And then he had said, number three, in terms of how I respond to things, not only how I feel, but how I respond. That self had broken down into three subparts. Right? He spoke about Reuven, the story of Reuven, how the more B'Tochen a Jew has, the less he's going to stoop to underhanded, inappropriate ways of dealing with problems. Because the more I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately running the show, so the sillier it becomes to do the wrong thing in order to solve my problems. That was one part of the question of how you responded is, more B'Tochen translates into less stooping to doing the wrong thing. Number two, more B'Tochen translates into a piece of my response is going to be tefillah, is going to be tshuva, is going to be tzedaka. And then the third piece of the change of response, we had seen yesterday, it talks about how I will respond physically. Not only what I'm not going to do, and how I'm going to respond spiritually, tshuva, tefillah, and tzedaka, but in terms of the practical response, you know, thinking about Yaakov Avinu, the tefillah, but also the Dorah and the Milchama. So in terms of the practical responses, it's going to be not I have B'Tochen, but I do Hishtadlus. It's I have B'Tochen and I do Hishtadlus. Maybe even I have B'Tochen and therefore I do Hishtadlus. I do Hishtadlus because I recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it of me. So not only does it mean I'm not going to do, as I said before, inappropriate Hishtadlus, in the sense of something immoral or illegal, something can I get it in, but also appropriate Hishtadlus in the sense of doing the things which make sense. I'm doing Hishtadlus because I understand Rosh Hashanah runs the world and he wants me to be a partner in making my life happen. So I'm going to do the things that make sense. But it's again, coming from a place of greater calm, is going to come a thoughtful, reasonable response. I said, when to the extent that there's greater B'Tochen, to that extent there'll be less of just sort of acting out of despair, just doing whatever, even if it doesn't really correspond to help. Okay, so again, the B'Tochen in the sense of greater Shmiras HaMitzvos, B'Tochen in the sense of emotionally a greater sense of calm in approaching an uncertain future. B'Tochen in terms of how, again, three different ways, it impacts, number three, my practical response, not stooping, and including a piece of my response as tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, and again, reasonable, rational Hishtadlus. And then he ends the very, very end, the last page of the parak, Os Zion, number four. In addition to those three pieces, number four. Yesh O B'Midas HaBitachon. This sort of opens our eyes in a new dimension. Everything we've spoken about so far, the Shmiras HaMitzvos that flows from Emunah, the calm that flows from Emunah, the how we do and don't respond that flows from Emunah, were all rational. But then he closes this with sort of like a peek into something beyond. Yesh O B'Midas HaBitachon. There's something else going on in B'Tochen. Besides how it changes how I think, and therefore how I respond emotionally, practically, religiously. Yesh Amiyas HaBitachon, something else. Ki Yal Botech Shor Ruach HaKodesh. A person has Bitachon is going to be an added spirit for Rebbe Shalom, Ruach HaKodesh, an added holiness that's going to settle in on you and I, or you and me, the more Bitachon that we have. And we ascend to that level, so we're going to be plugged into something very special. Umislave imo ruach oz. And we'll have a spirit of strength, literally. Hamevaster, which is telling him, ki amnam yazrei mashal. This is something different. It's not only that bitachon, that the more I believe, the more that's going to impact how I think and how I feel and how I make decisions, how I think. There's also, that's all my business. That's all in terms of, again, what we've... our captain refers to as, to use a Kabbalistic term, as Master Merkava. The trajectory of the Jew growing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The story of Mesilas Yesharim, that how I relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how I relate to life will be changed by the Tachon. That's what we talk about up until now. This is the last thing you should know. It also impacts the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to me. I become more of a Teach. There's going to be a more personal connectedness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me, the Maisa Bereshis, as it were, the Derech Hashem, as opposed to the Mesilas Yesharim part of the story. I'm going to have a greater sense, a greater communication from Moshe. Etc., etc. It's not only Chazanish reasons of Tzukim that I respond differently psychologically because of my greater awareness of the reality of Moshe. This very delicate idea is going to express, it's also very proportional. I kept saying, I've been talking is proportional, so more or less, the more stuff I have. He says this too. And this, presumably what he's driving it also, we were talking the last couple of days about Rambam and others who have the idea that that Hashgacha practice is on a sliding scale. There's Rav who runs the world, there's Rav who knows, is capable of intervening. Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, chooses to intervene more or less directly depending on who the subject is, and depending specifically on how much we draw ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closer we make ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more directly involved he is with me. The less it'll be through the apparatus, and the more it'll be, again using a human metaphor, hands-on involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. It sounds like the Chazish is saying something like that. Not only does Bitachon impact me, impact how I live my life and how I make decisions and how I feel, but the more Bitachon I have, the more there'll be a Ruach HaKodesh, the more there'll be a direct involvement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more there'll be a Hashras Hashina, and that's going to change my life. That's sort of like the super rational aspect of Bitachon. In addition to everything I'm telling, the first 95% of you understand how, the more emun I have, the ways in which it'll change, it's also going to change things in this other way. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu's business. That's not mine. But this too is an afkamina. To recognize, a person becomes builds himself into a great tzaddik. So, over time, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going to feel the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu more. Now, the Rav writes in, I believe it's Halach Zen, and some of you can correct me on that. Talks about the feeling the soft touch of, in poetic terms, feeling the soft touch of Ribbono Shel Olam on the shoulder when he's learning, and other times of Kirvas Elokim. It doesn't happen to everyone. But a person draws himself, it doesn't mean you're born with it. A person draws himself closer. It's said many times, but I've said it many times because I think it's really, really important to remember. Chazan is the Chafetz Chaim, wasn't born the Chafetz Chaim. And you build yourself into this. Every Jew, you and you and you, every single one, can do this. If you're born with a tzad melukim, that means you're born with the potential to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to reshape yourself into a more divine model. If you're banim lamakom, as Jews are, Mishnah tells us, that means you have this is a more natural, resonant thing. To plug into, to actualize, to realize one's tzemelukim. And the more you do that, so, kemayim apanim alpanim, Kadosh Baruch Hu reciprocate. The more it's true with human relationships, typically the more you invest in a relationship, the more there's, in a healthy situation, the more you invest in a relationship, there's going to be reciprocation also. There'll be greater emotional closeness on both sides. It's true. Kivayachol, the Kodesh Baruch Hu also. The more we invest in a relationship, the more we'll feel the reciprocation. And a prime expression of that is bitachon. Because to have a relationship, I have a relationship with another human being. So if he's a person I've met in real physical life, and not just online, so I know he exists. He's right here. And again, unless I'm lost in the epistemological problems of an earlier century, I'm not sure that I can trust anything I see. Right? I'm a normal, common sense person. And so I say, here's a real guy, a real person. He has hands, he has eyes, he has a face. And we can talk to each other. So I may not know what he's like. You may not be sure that he is who he presents himself to be, but he's a real person, he exists, right? So you can definitely get over it. If I meet someone online, I don't know anything. So I meet a real person in real life. I know he exists. And now we can build a relationship, potentially. With Rav Shalom, the first step in building a relationship is having a real sense that he is there, that there's someone on the other end of the line, so to speak. So, and that begins, again, that's Emunah. That's if Bitachon is applied to Emunah, so building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins, is an act, first and foremost, of Bitachon, of applied Emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and that was, again, to go back to where we started the year, that's, we began, you'll remember, the very, very beginning of our Machshav Olimud, HaKadamah to Mesiyos Yisharim, laying out the core elements of Os Hashem, the Pasuk in Ekev. And what are the core elements? There's Yiras Hashem, and there's Velachta B'drachav, and Avas Hashem are the first three. An awareness of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yiras Shamayim, a conscious there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real presence in my life, which then leads to two other things. Yiras Hashem opens me up to Velachta B'drachav, and to Avas Hashem. To work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reality of my life, then we can talk about trying to be like Him. And if He's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up dreams, sets up targets, sets up a sense of aspiration. I can strive to make myself more like the divine model. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reality of my life, so then you go to that element three, I have Hashem, there could be relations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all this flows, again, from Yiras Hashem, from essentially what their Chazanish is understanding to be Bitachon. Applied Emunah can create a relationship and recognize that Applied Emunah creating a relationship is, as he's saying, we're also going to create reciprocity. The more bitachon I have, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to reality in my life, the more I'm going to feel Him, and the more He's going to inspire me, the more siyata d'shamayim I'm going to have, and the more directly Rav Shalom is going to guide me and lead me. And as he said, yivasreyu, I'm going to, over time, madreda, over time have a sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. We're going to get that message. Asay b'nevuah, asay. Super, super, super. That's the highest end of this ladder, but a greater sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, greater communication, as it were, from HaKadosh, non-verbal communication. That's at the far end of this growth trajectory. So this is how he sort of pulls it all together. The closing lines. Not only will Emunah affect me in terms of how I act and how I operate in so many ways, but remember, it's going to impact how HaKadosh Baruch Hu handles me and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu caresses me tenderly as well.
Do we believe that at the Madriga that most people are at the present time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing whatever is best for them?
Yes. I don't think any... Yeah.
So then what would change the more...